Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Sudden yet anticipated encounter. A meditation for Tuesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, and may your kingdom come in my heart and in the world. Encountering Christ. 1. Suddenly. Today's gospel begins by telling us that Zacchaeus suddenly appeared on Jesus' radar. He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. While it may have seemed like it was sudden, Jesus was prepared for this encounter. Perhaps he even anticipated this encounter with great joy. Jesus told him, "Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." It was a sudden surprise for his apostles, and even for Zacchaeus, but not for Jesus, who desired a familial and friendly encounter with an apparent sinner, a tax collector. As in the case of Zacchaeus, Jesus can surprise us suddenly. In his divine providence, he is always looking out for opportunities to come to our house. 2. The best vantage point. This passage leaves us room to imagine the interior state of Zacchaeus. The evangelist tells us that he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. What caused this? What had he heard about Jesus beforehand? Perhaps he had been anticipating Jesus' arrival. Being a Jew, perhaps a spark of hope was ignited in him, fueled by memories of his parents' and grandparents' faith in the coming of a Messiah. Something interiorly moved him to seek the best vantage point. Just a glimpse of Jesus would be enough for him. His handicap of being too short was converted into an advantage that kindled devotion, and he acted upon it. He was perhaps better prepared to meet the Lord because of it. 3. The encounter. When Zacchaeus was accused of being a sinner, he defended himself. He shared with Jesus how he had tried to be a righteous person. Jesus' response was to profess that salvation had come to his house. Jesus brings salvation. We must anticipate, desire, and open the door of our house to him. What a great gift Zacchaeus had suddenly received. A history of 2,000 years, since the time of Abraham, had prepared the way for this encounter. Jesus professed to all who heard, "This man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." In this encounter, a sinner was saved, a son of the chosen people, to be a light for others. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for the ways in which you come to my rescue. You seek me out when I am lost, and kindle in me the desire to anticipate your coming and to open the way for you. Thank you for your mercy and goodness. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reflect on the ways in which divine providence has enkindled faith and hope in my life.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.